Hey everyone, welcome to the Clean Beauty Show. I'm your host, Cassandra McClure. Today we're going to be exploring strategies to boost your brand's credibility and sustainability in the industry. We are diving into hot topics, certifications, and ways that can give your brand some credibility. Certifications not only enhance your brand's credibility, but also showcase your commitment to quality or sustainability and inclusivity. So let's dive into some noteworthy certifications and resources that can elevate your brand. Clearly, this is a no-frills show. I'm a no-frills type of person. I like getting down to business. So let's talk about first a couple certifications that you probably already know. Fair Trade, USDA, Organic, and B Corp. So Fair Trade certification ensures that producers in developing countries receive fair prices for their products. So you might have seen this, like this is a popular certification found in Whole Foods, for example. This promotes sustainable livelihoods and environmental stewardship. So by getting this certification, your brand demonstrates ethical sourcing practices and supports communities worldwide. Another important certification to consider if you have a product that you may eat, and this also applies to beauty products, is USDA. So this certification has like green and white. This guarantees that your products are made with organic ingredients free from synthetic pesticides, hormones, and genetically modified or GMO for organisms. By becoming USDA organic certified, your brand shows a commitment to health, environmental conservation, and consumer transparency. Moving on, there is B Corp. So until I got into sustainability, I did not know what B Corp certification was. I didn't know what it meant, but essentially it means you're meeting the highest standards of social and environmental performance, accountability, and transparency. So by obtaining this certification, your brand joins a global movement of companies using business as a force for good, showcasing your dedication to making a positive impact on society and planet. Next up is LEED, L-E-E-D, Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. Until I was a member and a leader at the Sustainable Project, which was a .org that I was a part of a couple years ago, almost 10 years ago, I didn't know about this one either. So you might be thinking, what? And there are LEED certified buildings, for instance, that, again, I did not know existed. So this one's an interesting one. It is for sustainable building practices with the SFC, so Forest Stewardship Council, for responsibly sourced wood and paper products, and the Diversity and Inclusion Certificate to showcase your brand's commitment to fostering a diverse and inclusive workplace. As you navigate the world of certifications for your brand, remember to thoroughly research each one and ensure it aligns with your values and business goals. These are not cheap or easy to obtain, and so whether you are prioritizing environmental sustainability, ethical sourcing, diversity, inclusion, there are certifications for almost everything out there to help you showcase your brand's commitment to making a positive impact. There are a couple other ones that you may not have heard of, and these ones are specifically for women. So WBENC, Women's Business Enterprise National Council, this is a certification that is widely recognized, and you might have seen these labels on things in the store. This certifies that businesses are at least 51% women owned and operated and controlled by a woman. There is a $350 fee if your company is around like $1 million or less in revenue. And they do have an annual conference. So March 2024, from the 19th to 22nd in Denver, Colorado, they'll be having a conference for these Women Business Enterprise National Council members. Her headquarters is another women-owned business certificate. This can be a little faster to obtain, rather instead of the WBENC. There is access to free legal advice, grants, funding. You can also collaborate, network, and hire staff through the mentorship program. Then there's California Small Business and Disabled Veteran Business Enterprise certifications. And based on your state, there are several different state things available for certifications. So these can just provide additional opportunities for your business as a woman-owned enterprise in a particular state. You may have also heard of the Leaping Bunny certification. This is a nonprofit. So if you sell your own line of personal care or household products in the US or Canada, then you should consider this program offered by the Coalition for Consumer Information on Cosmetics. This connects compassionate consumers to cruelty-free companies under its corporate standard of commission for animals. Companies pledge to end animal testing at all stages of product development, in addition to recommitting to the program annually and being open to third-party audits. You demonstrate your commitment to these cruelty-free practices and you get the certification with the little bunny on it. It's really well known in the beauty industry, specifically because of beauty known for testing on animals like bunnies. Many overseas brands do test on animals still, and it's not really widely known, and so it's still a great certificate to have that I think is very relatively easier to obtain and a little bit lower cost. I heard at one point it was free, so I don't know if that is still the case. This certification is recognized in the industry, and you can also get your company featured on their website and blog. So, did we talk about certified B Corp? Okay, this one is interesting. B Corps or corporations are leaders in the global movement for inclusive, equitable, and regenerative economy. And I definitely think that it's something to look into. The B Lab is really a place you can apply. It takes real time. I've known many brands and founders who have gone through this process, but it means a lot. So it's worth it, and you have to get an assessment score of 80 or above and pass like a risk review. There's multinational corporations. They also need to meet a baseline requirement for standards. You have to make a legal commitment to change your corporate governance structure and be accountable for all the stakeholders, not just the shareholders. It's really complex. And you also have to exhibit transparency and allow information about the performance measured against the B Lab standard to be publicly available on their websites. And there's a small business guide you could definitely check out to learn more. If you're in California, like me, then you'll definitely want to check out the California Green Business Network, CAGBN. This certification emphasizes environmental sustainability and is particularly relevant for businesses here. Green businesses implement practices that lead to cost saving in energy, water, and even garbage bills. So really cool. Another program is the Business Federal Contract, WOSB. This certification offers various advantages for women-owned businesses in different industries. And then did we talk about EWG? I don't think we did. EWG Verified. Oh my gosh. This is Environmental Working Group. This is a nonprofit organization, and many brands seek this for its stringent criteria for transparency and safety. Some brands in the Clean Beauty Founder Collective that are EWG verified include Juice Beauty and Codex Labs Corp. And EWG hosts this wonderful annual dinner around Earth Day every year, usually in San Francisco. It's coming up in April. If you want to join, if you're part of the collective, we have some seats at our table. This nonprofit is something I recommend, you know, and EWG also hosts CleanCon. This is an event, you know, with incredible speakers like Greg Renfrew, the founder of Beauty Counter, Moby, just really amazing, well-known brands and execs and activists in the space. It is a leading nonprofit that educates consumers on the health and safety of all their products, from personal care, cleaning, and even diaper products. So I always find really amazing brands through EWG. I look for their logos whenever I go to the store or shop online. There's also the California Safe Cosmetics Program, CSCP. This is relevant for brands operating in California and requires companies to report product ingredients to the California Department of Public Health. California is the only state as of 2024 that requires companies to report harmful ingredients used in cosmetics. I know if you're listening in another country, if it's not Europe, yes, it is a huge concern. And even here in California, there are still products that can get imported or shipped here from other places that aren't regulated, like black market kind of stuff. And it's scary. So that's why I only buy from certified retailers and partners and brands directly, because there are so many harmful ingredients to look out for out there. But the purpose of CSCP is to collect info on hazardous ingredients in these products and make sure that the information is available for everyone in this database. So even as like a salon worker, for instance, you can go on and learn about what these salons are using. So for instance, you know, the salon industry is one of those that is known for using really toxic chemicals, right, on your hair to dye it or relax it. And so it has, you know, and these things have been linked to cancer, and there have been many different lawsuits and issues. And so it's really smart to think about. Another thing that I have recently been exploring myself is to become a best-selling author. So if you're looking for credibility in the industry, writing a book and becoming a best-selling author enhances your visibility as well as your credibility. If you go back a few episodes, you can learn all about how to become a best-selling author with Maymay Fox. She is a two-time New York Times best-selling author, and she has this course that you can take, and you can get the free course through the link that I share in my collective, and you'll get special perks for being a member. So definitely check that out. I'm really excited to be announcing and releasing my book this year with so many industry leaders and CEOs. I am updating my resource guide regularly in the Clean Beauty Founder Collective, and of course I recommend that you become a member. If you are a beauty brand and you're listening to this and you're like, what is this? Who is this girl? What is going on? I need some of these certifications. Maybe you didn't know some existed. I am a huge nerd and I love assisting my brands, my clients. So I am a strategic advisor for women in the beauty industry specifically. So what I do is help women grow their brands from scratch. And a lot of brands right now in my collective are at the launch stage where they're just now starting to get some of these certifications or look into some of them, go to these industry events, start networking, learning more. And so, yes, you could get a certification 5 years in, and I definitely think you should do that later if you're still in the funding stage or development stage, because some of these can cost a pretty penny. And if you don't have all your ducks in a row, I wouldn't advise you do that anyway. But for those of you that know and already have everything else squared away, these are things to help give that credibility for your brand to your brand. And I work with founders to help them get these quicker, easier, and cheaper than the traditional routes and methods. So contact me if you are looking to do one of these, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Clean Beauty Show. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Until then, keep striving for excellence and making a difference in this world.